USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A top Pentagon official says there's still an effort underway to evacuate folks from Afghanistan's capital city of Kabul. This after President Biden says he stands by his decision to withdraw troops from Afghanistan on Monday, despite the Taliban's swift takeover of the country. U.S. troops have gained control of the airport in Kabul. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, Lance Pry has the details.
As the Taliban have taken control of Afghanistan, speaking at a Tuesday Pentagon press conference, Major General Hank Taylor says the single runway airfield is now secure.
Right now, the airfield, like I said earlier, is secure.
Flights out of Kabul continue through the end of the month. The 3rd Battalion of the 82nd Airborne is holding the line.
President Biden monitoring the entire situation from Camp David, where he's on vacation. This is USA Radio News.
I'm looking forward to a play date with my granddaughter.
Nina!
I can't wait to get together with my friends for a backyard barbecue.
If you're 65 or older, you're starting to get back to doing things you love. Did you know even healthy adults 65 and older are at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia? It's a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Help protect yourself with the Prevnar 13 pneumococcal 13 valent conjugate vaccine, diphtheria CRM 197 protein. Prevnar 13 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 13 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 13 does not protect against all strains of the disease. Ask your doctor or pharmacist today about Prevnar 13. Learn more at Prevnar13.com. Don't get Prevnar 13 if you have had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with a weakened immune system may have a lower response to the vaccine. The most commonly reported side effect was pain at the injection site. For additional common side effects and full prescribing information, please call 1-866-694-9300 or visit Prevnar13.com.
The Defense Department is assessing earthquake damage in Haiti. Spokesman John Kirby telling reporters the Pentagon is sending 8 helicopters and a joint task force to Haiti to start providing humanitarian efforts.
USS Arlington, a Navy amphibious ship, will be getting underway today as well, and we'll have embarked on it 2 MH-60 helicopters. It also will have on board a surgical team and a landing craft mechanized to be able to move things ashore.
Kirby also discussing the humanitarian efforts on the ground in Haiti.
So the U.S. military continues to provide unique air, medical, logistical, and engineering capabilities in support of USAID and their Bureau of Humanitarian Assistance.
Spirit Airlines is reporting a $50 million loss in revenue. The Florida-based carrier blames recent disruptions, which have led to many flight cancellations. Spirit revealing it's canceled more than 2,800 flights from July 30th to August 9th. This is USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
As school begins across the country, one school is already feeling the effects of COVID-19.
Thousands of students in one Tampa area school district are in isolation or quarantine after testing positive for COVID-19 or being labeled a close contact of someone who did. The Hillsborough County Public School District said Monday that 5,600 students and 316 employees of the district were in isolation or quarantine. The district's school board will hold an emergency session on Wednesday to discuss the best ways to mitigate the spread of the virus. The outbreak there coming as the state of Florida continues to see an uptick in reported cases, averaging more than 21,000 new infections per day over the last 7 days. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Walmart will pay for full college tuition and book costs at some schools for its U.S. workers. This is the latest effort by the largest private employer in the country to sweeten its benefits as it seeks to attract and retain talent in a tight job market. The program includes 10 academic partners ranging from the University of Arizona to Southern New Hampshire University. Participants must remain part-time or full-time employees at Walmart to be eligible. The company saying Tuesday they will also drop a previous $1 a day fee paid by Walmart and Sam's Club workers who want to earn a degree and begin covering costs of their books. More news always can be found online by going to usaradio.com or on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.